From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Iran has turned over documents related to its nuclear program to the UN Nuclear Agency. The International Atomic Energy Agency said that Iran had also provided an explanation of what the documents mean. The development meets a key deadline Iran has agreed to as part of a deal with six world powers. The pact would provide sanctions relief in exchange for nuclear concessions. It also obligates Iran to allow IAEA inspections of its nuclear facilities. Meanwhile, Republican Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona announced his opposition to the deal, despite heavy lobbying from the White House. Flake, who agreed with the Obama administration's reestablishment of diplomatic relations with Cuba, said in a statement that the agreement with Iran limits Congress and future administrations in responding to Tehran's non-nuclear activities in the Middle East. The New York Times newspaper reports that telecommunications giant AT&T gave valuable assistance to the National Security Agency's program to spy on domestic internet and telephone traffic. The Times article said newly disclosed documents from former NSA contractor Edward Snowden show how AT&T used legal rules and secret court orders to give the NSA access to billions of emails sent through its U.S. network. An AT&T spokesman told VOA that the company does not provide information to any investigating authorities without a court order or other mandatory processes, other than if a person's life is in danger and time is of the essence. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. Service is slowly returning to normal at eastern U.S. airports after a computer glitch caused flights to be grounded or diverted. Flights at several airports, including Washington Dulles, Reagan National, BWI, and New York's LaGuardia, were among those affected. Thousands of passengers, like these at Reagan National, were left frustrated.
I'm coming through from Bangor, Maine, and my flight was canceled, and they rebooked me to get to St. Louis and then canceled the flight.
They boarded the plane, and then they were supposed to come here at 1:45, and now with all this, what's going on, now they're not going to be here until tomorrow.
The Federal Aviation Administration said that an automation system malfunctioned but is back in service. The agency said it is continuing to try to find out what caused the problem. Iraqi officials say a car bombing in a Shiite-majority suburb of Baghdad killed 13 people and wounded at least 52 more Saturday. The blast hit a popular auto dealership in the Habibiya neighborhood of Sadr City, the same district where a massive truck bomb ripped through a wholesale vegetable market just 2 days before, killing 67 people. A series of other bombings Saturday killed at least 9 people and wounded 33 in and around Baghdad. Fighters backing the exiled Yemeni government have seized the southern province of Shabwa from Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. Yemeni military officials said Saturday the rebels pulled out of Shabwa after handing over control of its provincial capital, Attak. No casualty numbers were available. Saudi Arabia, which has been leading Arab coalition airstrikes against the Houthis, has been pouring heavy weapons into southern Yemen to help pro-government fighters. The death toll continues to rise from Wednesday's massive explosions in Tianjin, China. State media, citing official sources, said Saturday that 104 people have been killed, including 21 firefighters. Chinese authorities ordered an immediate mandatory evacuation near the site of the massive fire and explosions that devastated an industrial neighborhood in the northeastern city. The Beijing News on Saturday said all people within a 3-kilometer radius of the warehouse explosion site are being forcibly evacuated from the area because of a possible chemical contamination. And at least 40 migrants died and 320 others were rescued from an overcrowded smuggling boat in the Mediterranean Sea north of Libya Saturday. The Italian Navy said it believes the fatalities were caused by what is believed to be the exhaust fumes in the hold of the boat. The death toll is expected to rise. Europe has been flooded by tens of thousands of migrants fleeing poverty and armed conflicts in North Africa and the Middle East. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.